This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A bipartisan Senate bill would require social media companies, including Facebook and Twitter, to be more transparent. The Platform Accountability and Transparency Act, introduced Wednesday, is intended to make the company's internal data more accessible to the public. It required the firms to submit necessary data to independent researchers. American mental health is reaching its lowest point in more than two decades, that's according to a new poll from Gallup. The report shows 31% of Americans rate their mental health as excellent and 44% rate it as good. That combined rating of 75% is the lowest on record. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, ratings of excellent mental health averaged 45%. This new low years later suggests some of the effects of the pandemic remain, especially economic concerns as inflation continues to remain high. However, more Americans are also seeking professional health for their mental well-being, with 23% saying they saw a medical professional. The final defendant is pleading no contest to crimes committed to a 2021 shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. Jennifer McBride is pleading no contest in the Los Angeles courtroom to receiving stolen property. She's getting 2 years probation. Police say she originally claimed to have found the dogs and was looking for a reward. It turns out she was connected to the men who stole the dogs during a robbery. One of them shot the dog walker, who survived. Those two suspects also pleaded no contest as part of plea deals. They're both looking at prison time. The dogs were recovered. Roughly 180 million Americans across nearly 40 states are under alert for cold, snow, and wind. The week before Christmas, the National Weather Service has called the strengthening storm a once-in-a-generation type event. It'll bring more than a foot of snow and possible blizzard conditions to the Midwest in the coming days, with wind chills 20 to 40 degrees below zero in cities like Chicago. Hundreds of flights across the country are being canceled as a result of the inclement weather. The icy temperatures are expected to stick around for the holiday weekend, bringing the coldest Christmas in decades.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
This year is historic in developing the U.S.'s alliances. However, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that continues as Ukraine defends itself against Russia through the winter. Recapping the year, Blinken said the latest assistance package was an effort to help Ukraine as Russia attempts to use the freezing weather as a weapon. He touted the U.S. efforts in using diplomacy with the United States to isolate Russia. On working with other nations, he noted Finland and Sweden sought to join the alliance this year. Blinken says allies and partners have helped Ukraine in various ways since the beginning of the invasion.
Since February 24th, we brought together dozens of allies and partners to promote security, economic and humanitarian support.
The House could swiftly pass the nearly $1.7 trillion package to fund the government by tonight.
It was finished this afternoon. It takes us about 5 hours to get the bill. We go to rules. We could pass it tonight.
That's according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Senate is poised to approve the bill this afternoon. Pelosi says it will take a few hours after passage to get the bill to the House. Lawmakers are scrambling to clear the measure ahead of Friday's deadline. A major winter storm is also complicating things. Pelosi says she's feeling good about passing the nearly $1.7 trillion package to fund the government.
We want people to be able to go home, and as you know, there's storms across America, and hopefully that will be a motivation for expedited discussion.
I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.